Working Developments.
Doug Steffen here with Ken Kessler, and we're on top of it. Shocking developments in the search for Flight 370, the Malaysian airliner, hasn't been found yet. Shocking.
That is shocking.
It is shocking, isn't it, huh? France's foreign ministry said their satellite data shows floating debris in the Indian Ocean, but nobody can find it. Yeah. Who was it? The Chinese? Was it the Chinese satellite said or showed some of the, they saw debris, so I couldn't find that either. So far, all that's been found are wooden pallets and strapping belts. So investigators add that this could be from almost anywhere because there is debris all over the ocean. One of the things that this is proving or showing is how much crap there is all over the ocean in remote areas. There have been for years and years and years. I remember once questioning this when I was on a cruise. Look out over the side, and they're dumping all kinds of things out in the ocean. Garbage. I remember a sofa got thrown out from a cruise liner. I remember all kinds of things. And this was maybe, it should have been in the consciousness of whoever was running the ship not to throw things like that out in the ocean. But so when you find a 70-foot piece of this and an 80-foot piece of that and a 25-foot piece of something else that you can't identify, everybody gets all worked up about it. Hey, it is proving one thing or showing one thing to the community of the world, how much pollution, how much junk there is. And who knows whether this is a piece of a satellite. I was thinking that the other day. Satellites come to Earth all the time and for the most part end up in the ocean. It's logical that a piece that big from a satellite that burned up coming through the atmosphere is going to be in the water, right? So
could be almost anything.
Yeah, it could. Evan, can we get some more volume on Kenny? That'd be good. 888-302-3684, phone in line. Email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com. I mentioned he was Ken Kessler and I'm Doug Steffen, right? It's the Good Day program for Monday, March the 24th. And the Malaysian airliner, actually there are two Malaysian airliners in the news today. The one they can't find and one that had a problem was on its way from Kuala Lumpur to Seoul. Who'd have thought there was this? You never even heard of Malaysian Airlines before, right?
Yeah.
Never heard of it. They fly in and out of Los Angeles and New York. And I don't know if they go to Chicago or not, as far as America is concerned, but they fly from this area of the world. I think they have a fleet of about 120 planes or so. Anyway, yeah, this is not unusual for a problem to develop with an Airbus crap can. An Airbus A330 landed, it had a generator problem, didn't have any incident, but it landed, made a quote-unquote emergency landing after this problem. 271 people on the plane landed near Seoul. So anyway, it was not a big deal. Those sorts of things happen all day, every day, with the crap can Airbuses and with the Boeing planes as well. 888-302-3684. So, let's see here. This morning, a Chinese flight crew spotted suspicious objects in the search area. Coordinates for the sighting have been passed along. Austrian ships and not Austrian, but Australian ships. Chinese icebreaker. Why, by the way, let me just ask this question as a sort of matter of interest. Why is there an icebreaker in the middle of this ocean, which is close to the equator? Just interesting that there would be a Chinese icebreaker.
I think it was headed somewhere else, and they rerouted it to help in the search.
You spoiled the story, Kenny. Come on.
Oh, sorry.
The Chinese flight crew saw two larger floating objects and smaller debris scattered over several square miles. The U.S. Pacific Command sending a towed pinger locator, which is pulled behind a vessel at slow speeds, has highly sensitive listening capability. So if the wreck is located, it'll hear the pinger from the black, in parentheses, orange box. Because it really is orange. Why they call it the black box, who knows? And there's a typhoon. Didn't I read that someplace? Isn't there a typhoon that's headed to make things handy? The typhoon is going to pretty much push this off later today, tomorrow, Wednesday. Probably be Wednesday afternoon before they go back to search in that area. You don't want to be messing around with, you don't want to be messing with typhoons. So I love all of the headlines. We've all seen this. Radar echoes may have found debris from missing jet. But the headline could also read, radar echoes may not have found debris from missing jet. Because nobody knows whether it is or it isn't. This is getting to be the most, and I guess at this point, all of this money being spent, it is well worth it for two reasons. You want to find out what has happened to these people. You also want to find out, if you can, what happened to the plane. I'm of a mind that there may not ever be a discovery unless whoever has the plane, if it's on the ground, cares to use it for something. Other than that, there's so many ways, really, you think that that's not the case because this is a heavily traveled route. But getting off of the route into some of these remote areas of Southeast Asia, could land a plane and hide it. There have been a lot of discussions over the weekend about it flying at 12,000 feet for whatever the reason. And I watched, I think it was CNN last night. It is amazing not only how childish this is, but how much effort. I know that Bill Maher in his program made fun of CNN on Friday night, and the one that has been playing over the weekend, made fun of them because they're spending all their time. It's helped their ratings, and just shows you how much interest there is in this thing. Whether it's appropriate or not, who's to say? It seems silly on the surface because there's really no news. There's a little bit here and there, but then they put six people on the air to analyze a sentence. Right? The images, or what do you think this means? Da-da-da-da. So if you like drama, you like reality TV, that's really what it is. Isn't that what it is?
That's exactly what it is.
That's all it is.
Why so many people can't get enough of it.
Seem not to be able to, yeah. I'm not going to fly because I'm afraid this will happen to a plane in America. It's never going to happen to a plane in America. 888-302-3684. Okay. So we've got all of ourselves wrapped around the story. We have more on the Malaysian airliner from the perspective of the Sunday morning news and information programs on TV and maybe a radio host here and there, as this hour of the program is devoted to what's being said by others in a way you can understand. Exactly. Listen to the excerpts from the programs here on Good Day, 14 past the hour.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer is the best. It was Boston Beer.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. Question for ladies and gentlemen, are you still losing your hair in the brush? You watch it go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800-525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe, and results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax, it checks your answers as you go. Then it double checks. Then checks again. It checks like a hockey player playing checkers in the Czech Republic. Bring your umbrella, because it's rain checking outside. And when it checks that many times, you can be confident you're doing it right, because it's checked. And you know you're getting the biggest refund you deserve, because it checked that. And then your taxes are done. Checkmate. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet. It lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 tax info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
We have now an excerpt from on the Good Day program, the Fox News Sunday morning program, which Chris Wallace hosts. Here he is talking to former NTSB investigator Alan Deal about the images and the possible debris and the usual kind of stuff that you find. Let's see if this guy admits that there's a lot of junk from a lot of different sources all over the ocean.
The best lead that we have so far are those satellite images of debris, something about 70 feet long in the Indian Ocean. One image taken by an American satellite company last Sunday, the other taken by a Chinese satellite on Tuesday, and now, of course, we have the French satellite that has spotted something. Alan, a couple of questions. First of all, do you have an opinion on whether or not that is wreckage from the plane, or is that just impossible to tell from those satellite images? And what do you make of this pallet that was seen apparently by one of the search planes?
Well, they're all promising, but obviously there's a lot of debris out there, and we need a lot more resources than 8 airplanes and 20-some ships. I think we need 48 airplanes, and we need it quick, and I just hope that President Obama is getting the right kind of information. We have a fleet of P-3 Orions. They're older than the P-8s. They need to be out there looking. The U.S. Air Force has MC-130s that have aerial refueling. They can stay on station a lot longer than the P-3s. That sort of equipment needs to be moved into the area to help identify what's on the surface.
Now, Alan, as you may know, the sailors call this stretch of the Indian Ocean the Roaring Forties, both for its latitude on the globe, but also for very rough seas and high winds. What do you think are the chances, given the fact that these satellite images are days old, one, that you can find what they are, and then if it does turn out to be parts of the plane, that you can retrace over the course of what is now 2 weeks all the way back to the crash site?
Well, that is still going to be problematic, even if it does turn out to be part of the aircraft, for all the reasons you've talked about, the tides, the winds, and so on. And we've seen this before. In 1987, the South Africans lost a 747 that was talking to air traffic control when it went down. It was an onboard fire. They didn't get out there in time to find the pingers on the black boxes. It took them 2 years, just like with Air France in the South Atlantic. So this is probably going to be a very long search, and unless we just luck out and one of these P-3s or P-8s hears the pinger and we localize it quickly.
One ping, Basili. Just one ping. How many people remember that for Red October? Hey, it's not a laughing matter, but yet it is kind of, in a manner of speaking. It just shows you what we have capability-wise in terms of us versus them, them being the waters of the world. 21 after on Good Day.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663. Or visit freezedryguy.com.
A healthy heart is a happy heart, and a healthy heart means a happy body. Friend, if you're suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, or arthritis, you've got to try Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. Try finding that in a pharmaceutical. Go to hbextract.com. That's hbextract.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life with Heart and Body Extract.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications radio network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Sure. This is a song from the Bee Gees. It was number one during this week in 1979, by the way. And it was certainly appropriate for the circumstances. The flight of Malaysian Airliner 370, the Boeing 777, Gonzo. It is a tragedy for the families, the friends, the people who are connected to this flight in one way or another. Sort of a treasure hunt, in a manner of speaking. That's continuing to go on. This is, what, the third week of this, Kenny, isn't it? How long has this been going on? Seems like
just over 2 weeks now.
2 weeks, yeah. And I know you'll all be excited to hear that several gas bag politicians, American politicians, are panning the Malaysian government's role in the search for this flight, accusing the Malaysians of withholding information and bungling the early days of the search. Really? Wow, listen to this. Patrick Meehan, a Pennsylvania Republican on CNN, said, quote, "I think across the board people are looking for more in the way of openness from the Malaysian government in terms of sharing the information they have." Why would American politicians get involved in this would be my question at all. Anyway,
yeah,
here's something.
Do they have anything to do?
Apparently not. It was Sunday morning. ABC's This Week, David Wright, a correspondent there, rode along with one of the search teams over the weekend, reports on what his experience was all about.
We just spent 10 hours aboard that plane, only to come back empty-handed. The crew set off with high hopes. Their assigned search area adjusted overnight because of that Chinese satellite image. We had a few radar contacts, but no visual confirmation of anything significant except for a whale. Visibility, though, was very poor because of low-lying clouds. Well, today the French provided investigators with what they say is another satellite photo showing possible debris, and that we'll keep this search going. This vast stretch of sea in one of the most remote parts of the planet is now the focus of worldwide attention. State-of-the-art planes have poured over a region of water bigger than Texas for 5 days, coming back empty-handed. Then yesterday, a dramatic moment of hope. A Malaysian official briefing reporters was handed an urgent message.
The news that I just received is that the Chinese ambassador
receive satellite image of floating objects in the southern corridor, and they will be sending ships to verify.
That image shows what appears to be a large object floating in the water, measuring about 74 by 43 feet. A Chinese satellite took the picture March 18th. The location, about 75 miles southwest of the material spotted in the Australian satellite image released last week. Could it be the same debris?
The two images look very similar, both size and shape. But the important thing is to get someone there to determine what is this thing. Is it an airplane part or not?
Today we boarded this Australian P3 Orion, one of more than half a dozen search planes trying to answer that question. On the surface of the water, there's a growing number of naval vessels, including two Australian warships, one with a remote sub, at least one merchant vessel, and a Chinese icebreaker now on the way. Even if they do manage to confirm wreckage on the surface, the next step will be even more challenging. The sea here, far deeper than where Titanic sank, on average 14,000 feet, in some parts 30,000 feet, too deep for any submarine to go. For the families still searching for answers, it is agonizing, as the wife of Flight 370's chief steward told ABC's Bob Woodruff.
If it's in the ocean, it brings us closure, but at the back of our mind, we hope that it's, you know, they say it's a hijacking and all that, it's somewhere, then there's hope that he's still alive.
I can't stress enough how remote this search area is. You spend twice as much time traveling to and from as you do there searching. But this Australian crew we were with today, like the Americans we were with last week, are determined to provide some answers.
You got to pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I would like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, mention Doug Steffen when you call. You get a free jar of the legendary face cream, Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money. 800-543-9262.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at Staples.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GC.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Operational here on the Doug Steffen Good Day Monday program. Tis the, today's 24th. Last, a week from today will be the end of the month. Wow, I forgot about that. Week from today, the end of March, beginning of April, we've had the first weekend of spring around the country. And actually, the weather wasn't that bad, considering how bad it has been. We're supposed to see a difference, and I think many of you would admit that you have seen a difference. A little snow down in Washington and up the coast a little bit more this week. But for the most part, things are thawing out and pretty muddy in most of the areas that I've checked on over the weekend. 888-302-3684. Enthused to be back and added here, although I don't know how much enthusiasm we can lay on the situation with the Malaysian airliner and callers and that sort of thing. Kenny, what do you have from our listeners? Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter, our social media, at Good Day Show, email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com. So comments galore. Let's hear some of them from over the weekend.
Sure. Billy says, regarding the recent Malaysian Airlines flight that had a carburetor issue, he says, authorities, how desperate are you if you're still flying Malaysian Airlines?
A carburetor issue? Where'd that come from?
Wasn't that what the
generator.
Generator, that's the
generator issue.
They don't have carburetor. Maybe that's their problem.
That could be their problem.
Carburetor.
The carburetor, there hasn't been a carburetor even on a car made in this country for probably 10 years. Never mind an airliner, which hasn't had a carburetor since probably the biplane era. Anyway, go ahead. Well, you know what? That may not be true. I don't know. I think that the newer gas engine planes, the single propeller planes that are built, still, I think they have a different kind. I don't claim, and I don't want to be a laughing stock myself, I don't claim to be an expert, but I think there's a different sort of fuel injection system that gets used on some of the smaller private planes. That I would leave to you to, if you're a flyer and you got a license to fly a small plane, if you have expertise you'd like to share with us just for the heck of it, why not? 888-302 Doug. We can make this all airplanes all the time here on Good Day. All right, so what other comments have you got, Kenny?
William says, authorities continue to refuse to release the full cargo manifest from that plane. Mm-hmm. What was on it and what are they hiding?
Yeah, I my theory hasn't changed a bit. The friendliest theory that I can come up with is that the essence of this, the pilot knew what was going to be on the plane, and he wanted to hijack it and bring it someplace and get a payday. And I still maintain that that's the case because nobody's proven anything other than that to have been the case. All right, next.
Lisa says, now that everybody's brackets are busted, get Warren to put up $1 billion for finding that plane.
How much?
$1 billion. That was Warren Buffett's in that billion-dollar promotion
right.
for the...
Which doesn't, by the way, just as an aside, it's impossible for that to come to fruition now, right? At this stage in March Madness, wouldn't it be, if nobody's come up with something, would you know till the end of March Madness? Because I've seen a number of people suggesting that it's not possible to come up with a perfect, to come up with a perfect set of circumstances.
Theoretically, it's
impossible now.
Yeah, ma'am. But Biff says it's impossible.
Yeah, the odds are so remote.
Yeah.
They said that you could buy 10 Powerball and 10 Mega Millions tickets and win them all, and your odds would be better doing that than being able to do this.
By the way, Biff is going to have an update on the March Madness in a matter of moments. But let's keep going with this Malaysia Airlines laws. We have some fresh meat here. Here's Talk Host radio host Dave Debo with flight instructor Bob Miller. They discuss why Miller thinks the disappearance was not an accident.
What's your gut say?
Well, in something like this, the first question I had, and I think the investigators did have, is was it an accident or was it intentional? The information that is being disseminated to we, the public, strongly suggests that this was an intentional act. The ACAR system was physically turned off. The two transponders were turned off, and there was no radio distress call, which suggests strongly that it was an intentional act. Then if it was intentional, the next question I would ask was it either a terrorist on board that aircraft or was it the crew? Could the crew have done something? Then, if it was the crew, you have to ask yourself, was this a nut job? Was a crew member, a pilot, just basically gone berserk? Or was he part of a grand scheme, perhaps, to take that aircraft to some unknown land-based location and use it for other purposes? This, we just simply do not know.
General Tom McInerney, the military analyst for Fox News Channel, has been advancing that theory a lot, saying, as far as he's concerned, it could be Pakistan. We certainly have sensors, satellite surveillance, that kind of thing in Pakistan. The theory, and I have to underline it, but the theory there goes, if it landed in Pakistan or some other country, we're not going to acknowledge it until the SEAL team is on the ground trying to either disable the plane or free the passengers. What do you think there?
Well, it's conceivable that the airplane is on the ground someplace. I know from firsthand experience in Vietnam that you can camouflage an aircraft. It can be done. Could be sitting on the ground someplace camouflaged. And then the next question, and this is the scariest question to me, is if the aircraft is totally intact, it can be used as a delivery vehicle to go any place carrying any kind of device some terrorists wanted to do. But again, all pure speculation. That's why I believe it's critical, absolutely critical, that we find some evidence of this aircraft. Hopefully it's in the ocean and destroyed. Sad to say, but that would probably be the best scenario from a global perspective.
You know, I'm so tired of listening to these people, gas bags that they are. Oh, it could be used for anything. You're never going to get within 100 miles of any city in the United States or any other place, as far as that's concerned, that is a developed country, with a plane. And you can say, well, look what happened in September or September 11th. Yeah, because we weren't thinking, we weren't ready, we were ill. This is annoying, actually, because all it does is place fear in so many people's minds. We're going to scare the hell out of everybody. More da-da-da-da. And by the way, a further look into who it is that was gassing it over the weekend. Homeland Security, like, for example, Representative Mike McCaul of Texas chairs the House Homeland Security Committee. They're in on this because of what this guy, Miller, just said. We got to be prepared, Homeland Security. And that's why they're being interviewed on the fate, the search for the plane, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And those are the folks who are just joining us. I had mentioned a couple of minutes ago, or like in the last half hour, that there were a number of congressmen who were around, had nothing apparently, and didn't have anything to do, so they were on a couple of TV programs yesterday, gassing it about nothing. What I find interesting, and I bet you will be too, you remember Captain Sully Sullenberger?
Yeah.
The captain of the U.S. Airways plane that landed in the Hudson River. Would you like to know what he thinks? Now, there's somebody, I want to know what he has to say about this. I want to hear from him. And as a matter of fact, you will hear what he had to say in just a moment. Here is this extraordinary extravaganza of nothing. This continues here on Good Day.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
What if you could combine the two most powerful diet ingredients into one incredible weight loss super pill? We've done just that. For the first time ever, the miracle fat burner in a bottle, raspberry ketone, has been combined with Garcinia Cambogia, described as the holy grail of weight loss, to bring you the world's most powerful diet pill. Get your phone ready, because we're releasing free bottles to the first 100 callers. But wait, we haven't just combined the two most powerful weight loss ingredients. We've combined the seven most powerful ingredients. Green coffee bean, African mango, moringa, saffron flower extract, and glucomannan. All the hottest clinically proven weight loss ingredients combined into one fat-shedding super pill. We call it the Skinny 7 Super Supplement, and it's available for the very first time. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll rush you a free bottle. Call 1-800-514-1021. Find out how to get your free bottle. 1-800-514-1021. 1-800-514-1021.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm American Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yes! Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Lager.
888-302-3684. Okay, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, looking at the evidence, or listening to, I'm not looking at anything. Well, I'm looking at a lot of things in print and some pictures and pretty video of the ocean. Very, very blue. It's deep blue in that area. All right, so who knows what went on. Nobody knows what went on. But if you're looking for somebody with credibility, you don't want to listen to a bunch of congressmen who have nothing to say but are trying to make stuff up. How about we talk to somebody that pretty much everybody thinks is an expert when it comes to flying, right? A guy who landed a plane in the Hudson River. You think he knows about flying? How many people, raise your hand, you think Captain Sullenberger knows how to fly a plane?
Yeah.
Now, granted, it was a crap can Airbus that he was flying that landed in the Hudson River, but still, I'm putting my money, if he says something that may or may not have value, I'm going to, in terms of the actual value, I'm going to weigh his comments a lot more than I'm going to weigh some of these guys who are not an expert in anything except making sure that they're in front of a microphone or a camera. So, no sign of the flight. The CBS News folks hired Chesley Sullenberger to be an aviation expert on the air. So he was asked what happened. He says whatever happened to the plane was sudden and catastrophic. He said absent any evidence or wreckage, it could change what's on the table. But the essence of the ground control conversations or lack thereof, he says it's possible for the plane to be in distress. No communication made with officials on the ground. Quote, I know exactly how the high workload and the pressure of trying to find out is going to push people to come up with philosophies that don't make any sense. What happened to us 5 years ago is actually an advantage. We knew very early what exactly caused the engines to fail. It was the birds, right? But the birds aren't going to get a plane at 40,000 feet, so that's not likely to have happened. All right, Tony, let's finish this off with an excerpt from a radio program over the weekend hosted by Mo Kelly and Brian Holt. They talk about some of the ridiculous coverage, which I think is what underscores this is. And listen to me. We've been on the air. It's now 48 past the hour, and I'm still talking about this. I haven't talked about anything else this hour. All right, so let's have one more ridiculous piece of sound about how ridiculous this whole thing is.
We've moved beyond actual news reporting and instead into the realm of nonsense. I understand there's no new news to report, but that doesn't mean turn this into Leonard Nimoy in search of. That doesn't mean turn this into a new updated version of the Twilight Zone. Give me real information. CNN received all sorts of criticism from Fox News and other places of their ongoing covers. They're beating a dead horse. They won't let it go. Not that they should let it go, but they should give us real information. And they run out of real information. Does that mean change the story, change the narrative? No. It means remain focused on the issue at hand. Make sure that you are still making a connection to the actual story. You left the news a long time ago, CNN, and now you're into nonsense. For example, in any discussion of Flight 370, and you call yourself a news anchor, and you mention black hole and Flight 370 in the same sentence, and you're being absolutely serious, you have lost all credibility. For example, listen to Don Lemon.
A lot of people have been asking about black holes and on and on and on and all of these conspiracy theories. Let's look at this. Noah says, what else can you think about? Black hole, Bermuda Triangle. And then Deji says, huh, just like the movie Lost. And, of course, they're also referencing the Twilight Zone, which has a very similar plot. That's what people are saying. I know it's preposterous, but is it preposterous, you think, Mary?
Well, it is. A black hole is about, you know, a small black hole would suck in our entire universe, so we know it's not that. Bermuda Triangle is often weather.
What? Right. The reason that Fox is taking a shot at CNN, folks, hello, knock, knock, anybody home, is because CNN's ratings have improved so much they're cutting into Fox's. And some of these right-wing hosts that continue to quote Fox. I heard twice in this hour hosts referencing Fox News. I didn't hear any reference to NBC News, or I didn't hear any reference to ABC News, other than what we gave from this week. Heard nothing, but it's always, it's interesting because of the source. That's what a lot of the radio stations that carry this program during the rest of the day, they have a lot of right-wing hosts, and that's okay, but not the only credible source around, folks.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now 53 after the hour. Okay, so I just made fun of myself for spending so much time on this Malaysian airliner thing, just to sort of wrap from the weekend. But you could admit, I could, that we spent 40 minutes talking about nothing, in a sense. But it was fun, and it was entertaining, and after all, isn't that what we're supposed to do? That's what we're supposed to bring you away to get your mind off your troubles and your care. All right, so let's go to the Ukraine. Another meaningless story for most Americans, but that doesn't keep the Sunday morning television shows from using the resources to talk about it here. For example, from CBS's Face the Nation, Bob Schieffer talks to Senator Kelly Ayotte of New Hampshire, who happens to be in Kiev, to do some fact-finding. Wow, this ought to be good.
A demonstration going on behind you right now. You're our reporter on the scene. What's up? What's happening?
In Maidan Square right now, Bob, you see thousands of Ukrainians protesting the Russian occupation of Crimea. So this is a Russian protest by Ukrainians who want their sovereignty, they want their freedom, and they're protesting what Russia did in Crimea.
You are just back, I understand, from a meeting with some of the Ukrainian leaders. What are they telling you about these Russian troops that are poised on the border of Ukraine?
Well, we met with the Prime Minister. We also met with other ministers of cabinet. And essentially, they're very worried about the Russian amassing of troops on the eastern Ukrainian border. Also yesterday, they arrested three Russian armed agents in eastern Ukraine. And the reason that they are there is to actually create protests, to actually create a conflict. And so it was good that they arrested them, but you can see the actions that the Russians are trying to take in eastern Ukraine. And so it's so important that we take actions to deter further Russian aggression against the Ukrainian people.
Well, what actually could we do, in your view, Senator?
Having heard here from the leaders, I think I appreciate what the president did this week with sanctions. I think we need to do more with sanctions, including sanctioning the entire financial sectors of the Russian economy, as well as looking at the energy sectors. The Russian economy is a one-trick pony. They're totally focused on natural gas and oil. And so if we were to impose greater sanctions on economic sectors, I think we could have a significant impact on Putin, and then he would get the message. In addition to that, I think further military assistance. The President Yanukovych, the deposed president, essentially he gutted the Ukrainian military, and so I think we could provide some more assistance to them in that regard.
Well, do you think the United States would actually be willing to do that? I mean, they asked for military aid, and we sent them, as I understand it, military meals for the troops. Should we do more? What kind of military aid do you think we ought to send them?
Well, first of all, I think we could do more in terms of communications equipment that we can help them with, technical assistance. In addition to that, they've put in a request to us in NATO for some small arms. I think there's some things that we could do that don't involve our boots on the ground, but really help them also stand up and help their military really at this time. I think that's very important. In addition to that, Bob, you know, we had the USS Truxton in the Black Sea. I think that needs to be returned to the Black Sea. It was on exercises. It's now been removed. I think we should return it there.
All right. So this Senator Ayotte from New Hampshire over in Ukraine, for whatever the reason, have we figured that out, Kenny? We got a good reason for her being there? Nice place to visit this time of year.
No. Yeah, right. Fact-finding, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so here's another gas bag. On NBC's Meet the Press, two gas bags, as a matter of fact. David Gregory talking to Congressman Mike Rogers about Edward Snowden's support of Russia in their annexation of the Crimea. This is a shocker.
On the issue of the NSA surveillance and Edward Snowden, when you were last on this program, Chairman, you were very pointed, suggesting that he may have had help from the Russians, that Edward Snowden may have been a Russian spy, may be a Russian spy. He's called that absurd. No new details have come to light on this. Were you irresponsible in making such a charge without having specific evidence to back it up, to just sort of float that out there?
Well, first of all, I see all the intelligence and all the evidence from everything from his activities leading up to this event to very suspicious activity during the event. And so when you talk to the folks who are doing the investigation, they cannot rule it out. So here's what we know, David. We know today no counterintelligence official in the United States does not believe that Mr. Snowden, the NSA contractor, is not under the influence of Russian intelligence services.
Is he under the influence of drugs? Is he under the influence of alcohol? What makes this guy do what he does? He's an enemy of the state. Send in the SEALs. Knock him off. Wow. That's a great... Okay. Enough of that. This has been a pretty...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.